This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Resource Center on Enterprise with me, Audrey Raj. So we've covered the topic of graduate employability extensively on Enterprise, from the do's and don'ts at interviews, what employers look for in CVs these days, and even why millennials are not being snapped up by companies despite their efficient and resourceful ways. But on the show today, we're looking at graduate employability from a different point of view, from the view of the recruiter, and how technology is changing the game in the recruitment process, starting with what's being called the modern career fair. In the studio with me today is Jaideep Patel, publisher at GTI Media Asia, a leading graduate careers and education media company. Jaideep, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So I understand that GTI Media Asia is the first in the world to build career profiling and personality testing into the registration process of its mega careers and study fairs. And the company has done this because, GTI feels this is a necessary step to increase employability in Malaysia. So how does this help the employment process?
Okay, so what happens is that the online recruitment system that we have in place actually helps exhibitors reach out to talent in a very unique way. And the end goal is to actually eliminate paperwork, eliminate paper CVs and so on.
That sounds great.
Yep. And it actually helps both sides. It helps the recruiter and the job seeker. So what happens is we want to match the right people to the right jobs. And this job matching feature is actually built into the system. Right. So what happens is recruiters on a normal day would be going through hundreds and thousands of CVs, and they would have to manually sort them, okay, and file them, and then streamline the CVs, filter them, and follow up. So that's a lot of work going on, and it's very frustrating for them. On the other hand, for the job seeker, there's plenty of forms to fill, and we don't want any of this nitty-gritty to take place at a career fair. So we recently launched the Mega Careers and Study Fair app for recruiters, whereby they can actually scan candidates, and all candidates will be given a QR code, okay, as they register for the fair. And when they are scanned by the recruiters, all of their information, their CV, their career preferences, and all of that is done digitally. So the job matching takes place online, okay? So, and all of this will be done at the fair. And the job matching takes place digitally, and it actually starts even before the visitors enter the halls. Mm. So it's done as part of the registration process.
Now, I remember going for a career fair right out of school, and I remember the throngs of students
right.
and their parents, and it's such a busy affair. So I can imagine this really eliminates a lot of work for the recruiters, for the people with boots at the career fairs. And also it helps the students prepare well in advance for the fair, right?
That's true. All students, all job seekers require help. It's just a varying degree of help. Some of them are really prepared. Some of them have good CVs. They have cover letters. And they are very good at asking for what they want in a job. They are alert. They are aware of where they can be in 3 years or 5 years from now in terms of a career. But then you also have the majority of job seekers who need that extra bit of help. That means they need help in terms of job matching, knowing what careers work for them, knowing what their preferences are at work. And they will not understand this unless they get a job. So we're trying to bring that experience to them before they get a job. So we want to match them to the right jobs, to the right companies, and to the right industry before they even start, before they even walk into the fair. So when they come into the fair, the best thing that can happen, and I believe it does happen, is for them to build that human-to-human connection with the recruiters. And that's the most precious thing. Being able to talk freely to a recruiter, being able to connect on a human level, and being able to just ask about what you want as a job seeker, and you know, negotiating your first few steps in life and in life as a professional, I think that's really exciting.
Okay, so let's get down to the specifics of what kind of data these recruiters have. And this is, of course, via the personality tests and psychometric assessments that you guys are introducing, right? So what do these tests entail?
So this back-end system is available to all the exhibitors who come to Mega Careers and Study Fair. It's given to them for free. And they have their own login for their HR teams to access the information that they have gathered through scanning the QR codes. And what happens for the job seeker is that they are actually put through personality testing and career profiling. And what we have in place is a good combination of the Holland Code, which was devised by John Holland, and the Myers-Briggs type indicator, the MBTI. So what we have in place is a best of both worlds kind of situation. And it actually gives the recruiter a fair idea of what a job seeker is capable of in terms of skills, in terms of interests, in terms of personality, and what values do they have. So that's really important. Understanding a job seeker's values, interests, and personalities, and that's actually the three core pillars of the test: values, interests, and personality. So that's really important. So all that is done before you even meet someone, and that's really important. And I think how this helps both parties is that it actually reveals things that you don't see at first glance. A good personality test actually reveals a fair bit about the work preferences of any person who does it, be it a student or a job seeker, okay? Even someone who has been working for a long time. Because we don't want people to be caught in a career for a long time and realize, look, I'm not in a happy place right now, okay? So that's actually the very first step of landing a good job or landing a job that suits you, which is job matching. And like I always say, there's no such thing as wrong jobs. It's just wrong job matching or not doing the research to see what works for you.
Not everyone actually pursues a degree in what they finally end up building a career in, right?
I mean, that's true.
That is just the reality of it. And I guess with more MNCs now offering new collar jobs or jobs based on skill sets and affinities and not exactly the degrees that these graduates come with, these tests show recruiters the true potential of each candidate, right?
A short answer to that is yes, it does, because career testing actually reveals a lot of things. It reveals the strengths of the candidates. It reveals their weaknesses as well. And I think the most important bit is that it reveals the potential of the candidate, because there's a lot of calculations and algorithms at work that actually sort or filter this candidate, let's call him candidate X, to a list of jobs that a recruiter might have. So they might not be suitable for a sales position if they're shy, but they may think they're not shy because they speak a lot to their friends. So these tests reveal all of that, and it puts it in a very black and white form for everyone to see. And again, it brings me back to the job matching function, which is part of our online recruitment system. We want to match all jobs in Malaysia to all people looking for jobs, because that's basically the end goal. And you can't just look at your degree. As you mentioned, finding a job based on your degree is a very limited way of looking at it. Good example, I have my writers who I hired, and both of them have law degrees, but they didn't want to pursue law. They wanted to write. And I found them online, and I said, hey, you want to have a shot at this? And they said, why not? And right now, they are my best performing employees. So it really comes down to the passion and interest as well, more so than the degree that you have.
All right. And so the data from these tests, what is done with this data?
Right. So what happens is that, let's say company X scans 50, well, 50 is a small number, 5,000 job seekers at our fair. All of these 5,000 candidates are put into the back-end system, and it remains in the system even after the fair. So what happens is there's a lot of pre-event and post-event follow-up and activity behind the scenes for the recruiter. So when the fair is over, they don't have to carry hard copy boxes and boxes of CVs back to the office. They just have to log into the system, and they can finally take the time to filter, shortlist, and follow up with the candidates. And all that is based on the jobs that they have, and it's based on which position they need to hire for first.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So you were just saying earlier that, you know, once these students, once they've done all this already, they've done the test and then they show up at the career fair, you've eliminated like, well, more than 50% of the work that, you know,
right.
like traditional career fairs where you had to come and like, you know, find someone and talk to them and then see if there was a match there
right.
and go through all of that. So it eliminates all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like, you know, having all this data at hand already kind of interferes with that human interaction, that human connection that, well, you know, we all need to have with each other in order to convince someone that, you know, we are right for the job?
Right. Yeah, that's so true. You end up working for the people you like. That's just how human nature works. We are compelled to be around positive people, people that we can gel with. And if anything, this online recruitment system actually places more emphasis on the face-to-face connection or what we normally term as first impressions. Since there's no hiding behind your CV or a cover letter or your certificates, what happens is that job seekers are actually put to the test to actually sell themselves to the recruiters on a human level. Can they pitch themselves without all of these shields of paper? That's where it gets interesting. And on the other hand, recruiters also have the freedom to gauge the candidate as a person. Do I want this person in my team? Can I send this person out to meet my clients? Can I grow this person? Can I see a future in him being with us for the next 3 to 5 years or longer? So if you take away the nitty-gritty, if you take away the paperwork, you take away the form filling and basically all that red tape, you will get to recruit on a more human level, and I think that's the beauty of it.
All right. I'm speaking with Jaideep Patel, publisher at GTI Media Asia, on how technology is changing the game in the recruitment process at career fairs. Resource Centre will be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Resource Centre on Enterprise with me, Audrey Raj. I have in the studio with me Jaideep Patel, publisher at GTI Media Asia, a leading graduate careers and education media company. Jaideep, I understand what that means, a leading graduate careers and education media company, but you are essentially a publisher, right? GTI Media
right,
Asia.
Right.
How does this work and how does this tie in with the modern career fairs, what we're talking about today?
Right. So at GTI, we established ourselves in Malaysia in 2001. It started in the UK. So GTI practically stands for Graduates to Industry. That explains what we do without overcomplicating matters. What we do is we educate job seekers and students on their career options. And that covers a whole wide range of products that includes magazines, that includes websites, that includes networking events, that also includes career fairs. So it's a very 360-degree approach to educate job seekers to find the right employers for them. And that's also why employers look for us, to actually look out for talents that meet their requirements in terms of interest, in terms of passion, in terms of other requirements that they can share with us and help us with our search for the right candidate. And GTI has been around in Malaysia for close to 17 years now.
Mm.
And we are also a very big player in the postgraduate study market. Our Postgrad Asia fair and publication has been around since 2001. And we have been advising students on all of their options, career and education.
So we were talking just before the break about how GTI Media Asia is the first in the world to build career profiling and personality testing into the registration process for your mega careers and study fair. But let's just break away from the career fair for a bit and talk about what employers are saying about the candidates that they come across these days. I mean, there's this, all this talk about millennials and how they're a little bit fussy when it comes to picking jobs.
Right.
But they're also super efficient and really resourceful. I mean, you've got two ends to the scale here, right?
You're exactly right. I would add another keyword here, passionate.
Mm.
They really care about what they do. And you can't deny that. And if they don't like what they do, you will see them leaving your office doors. That's how they work. And when I speak to employers, most of the time they would say that communication skills are the most important. Mm. And something that millennials can build upon. I can safely say that 9 out of 10 employers would say that communication skills are the most important. And for job seekers, for the millennials, it's absolutely important because that's what they are graded on at an interview. Mm. And you can't avoid that. You can't avoid speaking to recruiters. And I've even asked recruiters, can someone get a job these days without meeting someone face-to-face through online applications, through application tracking systems and so on that we have in place today? Can someone get away with getting a job without meeting a human being? The answer is no. It's not. We are not there yet.
Not there yet. Not there the age yet. Of AI yet. Not yet.
Yep. So, communication skills are what they comment on most of the time.
What about soft skills? I mean, what are the kind of soft skills that are valued by recruiters today? What do they look for?
I'll just add on to what I said about communication skills. And what I want to talk about is EQ. I think EQ is something that is really important. And it's for everyone to have, especially millennials who are looking for a job or if they are looking to prove a point at work. It starts by having EQ, and EQ covers a wide variety of traits. We're not talking about just one or two things. EQ covers patience. EQ covers working with different people at different times in very high stress situations. EQ covers being able to listen, and that's extremely important, listening to people. And all of this actually make a job seeker a complete package, and that's attractive to recruiters. And in today's world, clients or recruiters actually prefer to hire someone they can throw at a client, right? Mm. Companies love millennials who have confidence, who are aware of their situation, who can read people. That, again, EQ. So the question now is, can they find someone who has all of this and a passion for what they do at work? That means, can these millennials be passionate about their products or service?
Right. Okay. So that's the match, and that's the challenge.
Right. That's the challenge.
Okay. So the other thing that GTI does is digital collection of CVs via QR code scanning. I'm really curious about this because, and I ask this because one of the things that we have noticed here at BFM is candidates showing up for job interviews without their CVs. Are CVs a thing of the past?
No, hopefully not yet. Most industries still require CVs, cover letters and so on. In digital form or in hard copy. In most cases, both. Because when you apply, you normally send a soft copy. And then when you come and actually meet a recruiter for an interview, you actually show your documentation in hard copy. But the rules are pretty lax, I think, in the creative industry because that's where I came from. I was in advertising for 7 years. And as designers, as visualizers, as someone who works in AV or in radio, you can have your portfolio up online on anything. It can be up on Instagram. It can be up on a .com website. It can be up on
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Mm. Yeah. So there's many places to actually put your work if it's tangible. But what I would say is be extra careful. Try to have your CV and cover letter because you might need it someday. And you don't want to prepare this last minute. And also have a hard copy, full set of your portfolio of work. Because you never know, you might be switching industries. Or you might end up working in the creative industry, but for an employer who's a bit more old-fashioned. And I'm using the term old-fashioned here very loosely. So don't take it the wrong way. Old-fashioned is good for certain things. Yeah, so at least the cover letter. They should be able to give you a cover letter at least so they can summarize what they can do and what they want because you don't know what they want if they can't explain to you, is it an internship? Is it a job? Do I just want to work for a week and disappear and travel the world? If they want the job and if they feel like they deserve the job, then maybe at least a cover letter would be a nice thing to have.
Okay, and so what you do at your career fairs is the CVs are actually available by just scanning a QR code.
So a lot of recruiters these days, a lot of HR departments have their own internal systems, which does the same thing. But what we're doing is we're actually bringing it down to the level of the job seeker to the level of the student. And what happens is, a student or job seeker who walks into our fair can scan a QR code of the employer, and every employer will have their own code at their booth. And it's displayed very prominently at the facade of the booth. So if they scan that code on their phones, they can use any QR code scanner on any device. We're actually launching an app for that in March 2018. When they scan that code, they are dropping their CV to that company. So that's one way it works. And the other way is recruiters have that app as well for them to scan candidates that they're interested in. So if I'm at the fair and if I'm interested in Miss Y, and Miss Y happens to be someone that I like and happens to be someone who meets my basic requirements when I speak to her, and I tend to have a gravitational pull towards her, I can just scan the QR code that she has on her phone, or we actually print out stickers of those as well for all visitors, and I will pull into my system her CV, her career test results, her personality test results as well, and then I can go back and go through it. I can go through it on the day of the fair itself, on the app, or I can go back to the office and take my time and sort through all the candidates.
So how much do you think this has quickened the process at career fairs?
Right. So this is the second time we're actually doing it. The first time was February of this year. That was the first time we launched this online recruitment system at Mega Careers and Study Fair. And so far, the response has been pretty positive. What we want to do is launch the second app, which is for the job seeker. The app for recruiters will be launched this weekend at the upcoming fair. And move forward from there. We want to have better job matching. We want to have better listing of candidates. We want to have more parameters to search for. Some recruiters will not be interested in certain things, so we want them to be able to sort by just CV or just their phone numbers, just their email, just their age. So we're actually adding more filters into the back end, into the app. So hopefully we can streamline it even better. We can get a better product out to the exhibitors, so the exhibitors don't just get a space at the fair, but they're also getting an app and an online system that works for their recruitment purposes.
All right. And just before we go, Jainipa, any advice for candidates out there to up their employability factor when they finally get to the fair, or when they finally, you know, get to that interview at the company of their choice? What can they do? How can they impress?
Right. This is something we talk about a lot when we go into the campuses to give talks and when we have student networking sessions. And since we don't have 3 days to talk about it, I'll just stick to a few points. First of all, I think job seekers and students, it has to start at a very young age, I feel. You need to know your worth. You need to know what your value is, because you will be contributing to a company when you start working. And you have your own special skill sets and your own personality and attitude that you're contributing to the company. You're bringing that to the table. So you need to know what your value is. And how do you know your value, or how do you start? You should start researching jobs that you want to apply for. Even if you receive a job offer, research similar jobs to see what other companies are giving in terms of benefits, in terms of rewards, in terms of work-life balance and all those other things. Because different people are motivated by different things. So understand what you want, have a clearer picture of what you are signing up for in terms of a job. And just remember that no job offer is completely perfect. You will need to negotiate. You cannot avoid this. Do not be shy. Please build your confidence and start the negotiating process. When you go for an interview, negotiate every single thing. You need to take care of your value, of your worth. So have that confidence. Be able to negotiate again. And do your research. Goes back to my very first point. Do your research, because the information that you have is your greatest tool to get that dream job.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Jaideep.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Jaideep Patel, publisher at GTI Media Asia, a leading graduate careers and education media company. This is Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, signing off for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.